A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right. It's time for Friday Cry Day, y'all. Jess is a really sensitive person. She cries a lot, and she cries, she's happy, she's sad, she's mad, she's angry, she's disgusted. So at the end of the week, what we do is we come on and play a little game with it. Hopefully we'll win you a prize. She's going to tell you three stories of why she may have potentially cried. You're going to try to guess what is the real cry, okay? Let's play Friday Cry Day, and we'll start with story number one.
Story number one. Yesterday, Kramer and I were a part of this company Zoom about social media. We do things occasionally. So it's like people from all across the company, you hop on, there's a topic, you learn, this is normal. I knew that. However, for some reason in my head, when we were invited to do this, I decided that this particular call was just going to be the six of us talking about social media, just the six of us on the Zoom. So when we get on the Zoom and the hosts are explaining how everything's going to work, they're like, hey, we're going to chat with everybody, we're going to play a video, and then we're going to bring you guys on. And it wasn't until that very moment that my brain processed the fact that, like, the whole company is going to be on this Zoom.
Yeah, thousands of people.
I started freaking out.
You didn't realize that?
It's like I knew it, but I didn't know it. No. Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
So I started.
And you were like there like 1 second before it started. I was like, where are you?
Because I literally was on another meeting before.
Yeah.
Okay. I made it on time.
I mean,
I was.
You were there on the time.
I made it on time. Like, I thought like in my head it was just
on the time.
Us.
It started at 1, Jeff was there at 12:59:59.
Dude, literally right before I start freaking out, I start crying and I'm like, what if I have to pee during this thing? And then it's 3, 2, 1 and we're like, hi, thanks for having us. It was a mess.
Story number two.
So I was watching the Billie Eilish concert that's on, I don't know if you know, it's like on Amazon Prime now, Hit Me Hard and Soft Tour. By the way, she co-directed this thing with James Cameron, as in like Avatar, Titanic, James Cameron. But she takes you through this entire thing where you see all these people that are moved by her music. And by now, you know, I turn into a different human being when I go to a show. All my dignity is gone. I'm freaking out. And so to like see these people who act like me, and I just resonated with that feeling of how moved they are by her music. I just was falling apart by watching their experience.
I'm sure. Story number three.
So I went to the dentist this week because I have like this little sensitivity thing going on my bottom teeth. I love my dentist, by the way. Wellwood Family Dentistry. Dr. Louis does my Invisalign and Dr. E handles all like my other stuff. Well, I'm sitting in the chair with Dr. E and I'm thinking everything's going to be chill. He looks at my teeth and he's like, I think I want to do an x-ray. And I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, don't worry about it. He does the x-ray.
Deep
this
cavity.
Man looks at me and he goes, I've seen this before, but I've never seen it look this bad. And I go, excuse me?
Jess has a really bad dental phobia, by the way.
And then he goes, he looks at me, he's like, is everything okay? Like, are you doing everything you're supposed to do? As in, like, are you insinuating, like, I'm not taking care of myself? Like, I'm not brushing my teeth?
Yeah.
I immediately start spiraling in the chair thinking now all my teeth are going to fall out.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Wait. Wait. What do you mean I've never seen it this bad and they won't even tell you what's wrong?
I'm not going to tell you
what
it was.
Why?
Because that's confidential between me and my doctor.
Jess, okay, hang on. Like,
next.
No, okay, no. You can't act like something in your mouth is like a...
That's HIPAA. It's private.
Okay, so either Jess is lying right now, or she didn't finish make up the rest of the story. Now she's in trouble because I backed her into a corner. Or there's something very wrong with your mouth right now that I'm concerned about. And I don't know which way to go.
Honestly, neither do I.
Okay. I hope your mouth's okay. I'm worried.
So am I. We're all worried.
Bethany the Baker, what's up?
What's up? How are you?
What's good with Bethany the Baker with her own bakery called Bethany's Bakery?
Yeah, that's me. We're just taking it away.
Located conveniently where again?
In Cockeysville in the Scotts Corner Shopping Center.
Yo, yeah. How about that little plug? Okay, you got three stories. Which one is the real cry?
I think it's number three.
I'm concerned.
The dentist one.
I'm concerned.
Anybody would be.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. Is that the real cry, Jess? Do we all need to be crying? Are you okay?
It's not the real cry. Okay, and let me clarify. Okay. I need to clarify, you guys.
Yeah.
Remember, it is two lies and a truth. So when you ask me what's going on with your tooth, don't ask me questions because it was
worried.
A lie.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on.
It was a lie.
On.
And also,
know.
I did go to the dentist. Shout out to Dr. E because he was like, yo, we should do a Friday Credit story. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, he's
so
one of
he actually.
The way you said it made me sound like there people probably tuned out and are worried about your
No,
your
I'm
dental
totally fine.
Concerns.
No, I did go. Like, I did go. I have to use like sensitive toothpaste for my teeth now.
Just a bad
fine.
Liar. So,
So when you started asking me questions, I'm like, that's you're ruining the game. You're ruining the game.
I can't just throw something at Jess. She gets nervous.
Hello?
Okay, Bethany, the good news is...
Everything's
is that
fine.
Is Jess is fine.
Yeah.
But, okay, there you go. Bethany, have a good weekend, okay?
Good to hear.
Bye.
Thank you, too.
Okay, bye. This is Elizabeth in Baltimore. What's up, Elizabeth?
Hey, how are you?
Good. You got two stories left. Is story number one, number two?
Number two.
Jess, was the real cry story number two the Billie Eilish documentary?
Yes.
It was.
It was. You guys... I love going to shows because I completely lose control of myself. And like my favorite thing to experience listening to music is when everyone is crying. And I don't know why you're crying, but we're having the same feeling. So watching her movie and watching everyone crying, I was just crying watching their experience because I know what that experience is like. And I was sobbing. Sobbing.
Elizabeth, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot to ask you why you thought it was number two. But I'm rushing ahead over here. I'm so sorry.
That's okay, because of Jess's dying seagull. Or strangled seagull? What was it? Something seagull.
The strangling seagull video. Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, that's such... Oh, that was so good.
Because of the way Jess freaks out at concerts.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay, you want to explain what that means really quick? Because
my gosh.
For someone that has no idea what that means, that's probably confusing.
So I posted a video of myself at the Ariana Grande concert, and it went viral because as I'm screaming, I literally sound like a... strangled seagull.
Yeah.
And clearly Elizabeth watched the video.
And now knows
and
exactly
she knew
why.
I was losing it.
She knows she freaks
I lose
out
it at
concert. Yo, that's really good deduction,
Oh my
Elizabeth.
Gosh, that's so good.
It's well played. It's well played. And that's why you've won Friday Cryday. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. all in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!